Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here with a familiar face if you've been watching us, and we're actually back live, Jackie Friedman. And we've talked a lot virtually over the past year, although we saw each other live a few times. Jackie Friedman is president of Nexion, and we're here at Connexion, the first live one in 2 years, and it's been a great event, and we're all very happy to be here in person. We're safe, we're sound, we're following all the protocols, but it is really great to be here in Orlando. And we're going to talk about what Nexion is up to today and what Jackie sees the future as on Insider Travel Report. Jackie, first of all, again, it's great to be with you here finally. We've actually seen each other a few times at different events in the last few, but this is your event. This is your
event. It's here. We are here live and in person, and it feels so good.
And how many folks are here?
We have about 500 total people here. It's a little smaller than some of our conferences, but it's been perfect. Everyone that's here is pumped, energized, and ready to sell. There's a real buzz in the air that I just love.
No, indeed, that's true. And in fact, you had to make some adjustments from the pandemic because you were supposed to be on a cruise.
Exactly.
And now you're here in Orlando, which we've been at before, but it's great you could make that adjustment.
Yeah, no, the folks at Universal have been amazing. Very often it takes about 18 months to put on a conference like this. And we came to them less than 6 months into it, and they were here for us. So they are great partners, and the event's been perfect so far.
Now, what have you been telling your advisors? I have to admit, I missed your speech on Rise. It's on such a great topic. I assume you were trying to energize them and get them going, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, first, we talked about the elephant in the room, which is the current environment, but it was really focused on the road to recovery, the things that they should be doing to get their businesses back up and running, because the demand is out there.
Oh, we know that.
I believe the golden age of travel is just ahead,
right. And
we got to get them ready for
it. Variant D is notwithstanding, right?
The Delta variant notwithstanding. But, some of them may have backed away from their businesses for a bit over the past, but they're all ready to go and raring to go, and that energizes me. So
let's talk a little bit about the numbers here. How many folks are now roughly in Nexion?
We have just under 4,800 advisors in the U.S. and Canada. So we're definitely seeing people coming into the business.
Well, you told me we had a press conference earlier, and you said some amazing numbers, like 600-something people.
Yeah, so far. And, we're looking for quality and not quantity. We're looking for folks that really want to get into this industry, new to the industry, experienced, folks that may have worked in other parts of the travel industry and maybe they're turning to the travel advisor community, and small agencies that may want to reinvent themselves and work with the host agency, versus going at it on their own. So I am really pumped with the enthusiasm. We have folks here that have joined the industry in the past 2 years.
In fact, I was just talking to one who just joined in 2020,
exactly.
One of your rising stars, who I was like, well, you kind of at the right time. But I think you told me in the press conference that you did lose a few people, but indeed in a really incredibly weird year for travel, you had a net gain, right?
Yeah, we definitely had a net gain in terms of the number of advisors. And, everyone believes, that now is the time. Some are focused more on 2022 and 2023 travel, but they're all focused on building their businesses back up, which really is so great to see.
No, and you've been helping them here at conference. I think they really have enjoyed it. Now, what are some of the big announcements here that you made? We were sitting there and you were talking about some of the new programs you have.
Yeah, so we have such a fantastic business development and education team. And one of our coaches, Martin Mussey, has a passion for doing consulting work. Mm. And so he has set up a new program where advisors can have different consulting engagements on top of the coaching that we already do. And they can either do some spot consulting, focusing on one or two areas of their business that they want to focus on, but it can also be much more in depth in terms of a full business redesign. These will be billable programs, but they are certainly geared towards customizing to the needs of what the advisor is looking to improve. So that's one of them. The other one is that we have been, throughout the pandemic, working on a Roadmap to Success program. And what we're doing is we created a resource center that has training materials. It also has different resources on every different type of travel, on some of the processes.
I was calling it your Google of Nexion.
Nexion Google. But it really, in one place, is a resource that advisors can go to, because we have a great support team, but we're not there 24/7. So a lot of this is resources that they can use regardless of where they are in their travel journey. So there are certain programs that are out there for everybody, but then, you know, we have some that are geared to corporate advisors. We have some to cruise sellers, and you know, they can look at the content that's most meaningful to their business.
No, absolutely. And then, of course, one of the great things about Nexion is you have your own team developing this, but then you have access to all the Travel Leaders Group and Travel Leaders Network marketing. And we heard a lot today about some of the new marketing programs that they're offering that will be benefiting people too, right?
I mean, our advisors get the best of both worlds, because like many agencies, we're affiliated with Travel Leaders Network. So the suite of marketing tools that they have, we really encourage our advisors to use. But then we layer our own programs on top of it. We have our Escape Magazine, our Escape Insider Tactical marketing that is Nexion exclusive. We also are doing some social media work with them, where they will get to have social media ads you know, show up on their client social feeds. So that's really exciting.
And brand new, and it seems like great stuff. And then, of course, you have access to all the select hotels and resorts and the other hotel programs, as well, as we heard earlier today from a new person with Internova, which is your parent, Albert Herrera, who I'm very familiar with, but he's kind of like a hotel czar, so he should know what he's doing, right?
Yeah, no, we're thrilled to have Albert on board. But you know, a lot of our advisors are small businesses, but they have the benefit of being part of something bigger. Whether that something bigger is Nexion, whether it's Travel Leaders Group, Travel Leaders Network, or Internova Travel Group, they really have all of these things. But at the center of it all is the advisors, who are independent business owners. And, you know, we don't sell travel directly. We don't have any consumers. So everything that we do is really to help our advisors, you know, be as successful as they can.
And they are, from the ones I've talked to today, they've been really building their success, even in a bad year, getting ready for 22. Let's talk about 2022 and 23.
Sure.
Well, what does it look like? What does business look like?
You know what? We are seeing great numbers for 2022 and 2023. And so I am so optimistic that the future is bright. And in speaking to the advisors here and seeing their commitment and their passion, that's just going to grow. But in so many areas, we are outperforming by a pretty nice number where we were in 19. You know, we're throwing out 20 and 21.
Yeah, we don't want to think about that year. I got to tell you, I think I worked hard, as all advisors did. And from a media perspective, I worked longer and harder hours in 2020 than I ever did before, for really no compensation. So, and now the same thing with the advisors, and they work really hard. But I think maybe as we're turning the corner now, the next couple of years are going to really be a golden time for travel.
No doubt. And, you know, there's a couple things I'm seeing which you should really take, you know, to heart. Number one, folks are taking longer vacations. They're spending more on their vacations. And most importantly, more and more consumers are recognizing the value and the benefit of working with a travel advisor.
It always takes a crisis for them to realize.
It does. You know, when I spoke on stage today, I said, you never want to let a good crisis go to waste, because there's so many lessons we learned from this about ourselves and about our industry and about the passion and the resilience we have. And I couldn't be prouder of the folks that work in this industry, whether on the agency side or on the supplier side. And, you know, just feeling the energy here, we're back.
Absolutely.
Well,
I tell you, I need a good travel advisor just to tell me what countries I can go to and what I have to do to get into them, because it changes constantly, as I'm finding, or even today, I'm trying to organize a trip to Europe. And it's been very interesting to try to do that. You know, and I wish I had a really good travel advisor.
You know what? If you go in there.
Yeah.
There's hundreds of them. Just pick one.
Pick any one. Yeah, I'm sure I'll find a good one here. Now, next year you're heading to Disneyland, I hope.
We are.
Which is, you're supposed to be in 2020, and now you're just going between the theme parks, right?
I know. Well, we announced that we were going to be in Disneyland the last time that we were here in Orlando back in 2019, and we sold it out in just a matter of days. And of course, we all know what happened. So people were thrilled to know that we were able to contract with them for 2022. And one of the exciting things that we did is at the tail end of our conference, we put up a QR code, and all of our advisors who were here this year had first crack at registering for next year. So there's going to be a real buzz in this room. You know, when we did that.
That's absolutely amazing, and I look forward. Hopefully you invite me in to Disneyland.
James, this is your formal invitation. Okay. Can you please join us at Disneyland?
I promise I will be with you at Disneyland, but I think I might see you a few places before then somehow.
Somehow I think that's the case.
I see you in about 3 weeks at Travel Leaders Network.
I may actually see you in a couple of days. For those of you that don't know, James was also my personal photographer earlier this year.
This was true. I have a side job in the pandemic, right?
Yes. Yeah, but I always enjoy speaking with James, and
actually Jackie has acted as the interviewer on her own godmother. She was godmother of Emma Waterway's ship, yeah. And she interviewed the captain for me, so that was great.
So this is Jackie Friedman signing off for Insider Travel Report.